The coronavirus pandemic has put every country to the test. Whether measuring infection rates, mortality, or unemployment, the results vary dramatically. Here in the U.S., the government is weighing whether or not to provide another stimulus package, as more than 38 million people have filed for unemployment since mid-March. In Germany, the number of people out of work during stay-at-home orders surged, but a state-funded short-term program there helped many avoid layoffs. It's a work-sharing agreement that some here in the U.S. are hoping may catch on. NewsHour Weekend's Christopher Booker has more.
With the passage of the landmark CARES Act in March, the headline was, financial relief was on its way for millions of Americans. As companies slashed jobs, the nearly $2 trillion relief bill meant that on top of a one-time stimulus check, an additional $600 a week in federal unemployment insurance would be made available for those suddenly out of work. But buried deep in the document was something else, additional support for little-known state programs that can help businesses avoid having to lay people off in the first place.
I learned about WorkShare because I actually started reporting a story about the unemployment system in my capacity as a journalist at the LA Times. Right at the same time I was working on that, our management came to us and said that they wanted $2 million in cuts from our newsroom.
Matt Pierce is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times and an elected guild member of the newspaper's union.
You know, there are other programs out there like PPP that small businesses have applied for to keep workers on their payroll and sometimes keep them working. We were too big to be eligible for that. We also didn't have access to the Treasury program for mid-sized business loans, so we reached for the next closest tool, which was the work-sharing program.
California is one of 25 states, along with the District of Columbia, that have what is known as a work-share or short-term compensation program. Such programs allow companies to avoid layoffs in exchange for a reduction in employee hours. A percentage of the employees' lost wages are offset with unemployment insurance, which comes out of state funds. But under the CARES Act, those payouts are being reimbursed by the federal government.
We had trouble actually finding other employers who had experience with this program. I mean, this was the craziest thing when I was making phone calls, even among labor people in California. They didn't have much experience with it.
But Pierce and the Guild did figure it out and convinced management to agree to a 12-week work-share program, cutting hours for everyone by 20%. The agreement saved 84 jobs.
That's really the attractive thing about this program. You don't have to lay people off just to save the business. Everyone can take a collective hit, protect some people so that they don't get thrown out into the unemployment line. It really seems like a win-win for all of us.
It is a program that I think in many respects is ideally suited for this recession.
Susan Hausman is the Vice President and Director of Research with the W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research. The Michigan organization was founded 75 years ago to study policy-related issues of employment and unemployment.
The causes of this recession were not economic in nature. It was a health pandemic, and what ideally we'd like to do is to hold things in place as we get better control of the virus, ramp up as quickly as possible. There's not fundamental restructuring that needs to be done in the economy.
Much of the immediate job losses were in the service sector of our economy. Is it possible to have a work share program for someone that works at a restaurant, for the bartender, for someone that works in retail?
In principle, absolutely.
But again, that is if it's available in your state and employers know about it. In 2017, Hausman was a co-author of a study that looked at how to expand workshare programs already in existence in Iowa and Oregon.
And the baseline in Iowa for employers knowing about this program, bear in mind this has been running for years in Iowa, was 10%. and in Oregon, it was about 25%.
25% of employers knew about this in Oregon, and only 10% knew about it in Iowa?
Correct. Many employers don't know about it. And if you think about it, it was just within the last several years that 9 of these states, including mine, Michigan, introduced this program. And we were in an expansion. So I would imagine that very few employers, when this hit, and it hit quickly, this recession, knew about it.
There are those who argue the lack of work share is not just about policy, but something much more complicated. And this can be seen nowhere more than in the difference in unemployment between the United States and Germany. At the end of April, the German unemployment rate was 5.8%. Meanwhile, in the U.S., it was 14.7%.
Well, what's the difference? And of course, culture is the difference.
Thomas Kohler is a labor scholar and professor of law and philosophy at Boston College.
So what has made the difference? Their so-called Kurzarbeit or short work system. What Kurzarbeit does is give an incentive to employers and employees to continue to work or continue to train. And the government will subsidize that. The idea being this is a lot cheaper than having a large body of unemployed people who end up, if they're out of the labor market too long, they have difficulty getting back into it.
According to the German IFO Institute for Economic Research, half of all German firms, covering as many as 10 million German workers, are currently utilizing Kurzarbeit.
To do something as structurally comprehensive as Germans have done would require a lot of change in our attitudes. You can never look at a model and buy it and take it home. It won't work that way. You need a certain culture to do it. But there's a lot we could learn from it.
Do you anticipate employment policy will change in the U.S. in response to this crisis?
I think at some point it absolutely has to. We have too many people who have literally no protections at all. It's clear to me that we need a new way to think about work and how we order it.
I can see from firsthand experience now, you know, not as a journalist, but as someone, you know, representing my coworkers, why it's so difficult to promote these programs in the U.S. They're just, it's easier to lay people off. There's not a culture of spreading around the pain to protect people in these times of temporary economic crunches. So we're thankful that this is here. We're just going to try to survive this round of the fight and then get on to the next battle, which could be 12 weeks from now, 6 months from now, a year from now.
The CARES Act funds programs through the end of 2020. The current LA Times deal lasts until the end of July. While Pierce is unclear what happens after, his phone has been ringing. The calls coming from other newsrooms across the country looking for advice